Disney CEO suggests essence of our brand was misused in fight against anti-grooming bill. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2022. Disney CEO Bob Chapek recently suggested that the essence of the Disney brand was misused in its opposition of parental rights in Florida, making the remarks months after the company went full groomer in opposing a ban on inappropriate discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten classrooms. Florida's parental rights in education law went into effect this year after several tumultuous weeks of far-left radicals mischaracterizing the bill, even falsely labeling it "Don't Say Gay." In reality, the law does not ban any phrase or word but, in part, bars woke classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity in classrooms for children in kindergarten through third grade. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signed the bill, and Disney made it crystal clear that our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts. Florida's HB 1557, also known as the Don't Say Gay Bill, should never have passed and should never have been signed into law, Disney's March 28 statement said. Our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts, and we remain committed to supporting the national and state organizations working to achieve that. We are dedicated to standing up for the rights and safety of LGBTQ+ members of the Disney family, as well as the LGBTQ+ community in Florida and across the country. But even now, months later, Disney is attempting to appear as if it is taking the higher ground while describing the entire ordeal as a complex social issue. Chapek said, "These are complex social issues where we absolutely, positively want to represent the needs and the expectations of our cast members, but we also realize that sometimes in such a divided world, there's not alignment between what possibly large constituencies of our guest and consumer base are looking for in terms of the kind of content that they want to show their kids at this particular time. What we try to do is be everything to everybody. That tends to be very difficult because we're the Walt Disney Company." He continued, suggesting that the essence of the brand was misused in the company's battle against parental rights. "When you're a lightning rod for clicks and for political podium speeches, the essence of our brand can be misappropriated or misused to try to fit the needs of any one particular group's agenda. We want to rise above that," the CEO said. "We also realize that we want to represent a brighter tomorrow for families of all types, regardless of how they define themselves," he added, attempting to walk the line. An April poll from the Federalist/Susquehanna found that most likely voters support laws such as Florida's parental rights in education law. Perhaps what is more, another survey found that Democrat primary voters in the Sunshine State support the legislation as well. DeSantis challenger Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, however, evidently stands with Disney, as he described the bill's final approval as a grim day. Notably, he has earned an endorsement from the radical organization Equality Florida, which warned of the chilling effects of the legislation, highlighting the removal of rainbow safe space stickers from classroom windows.